Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
To inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley. This is Business Rockstars, and my guest, Drew Morris, founder of Born Ready Films. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate so tell it. Me what Born Ready Films is.
It is a video production company based in both Los Angeles and Chicago that does a mix of documentary, commercial content, and music videos, mostly for a very wide range of different types of clients.
So how did Born Ready Films come about? What was the inspiration behind it?
It was like 2009. I was in film school in Chicago at Columbia College Chicago, and I formed sort of a little crew of people that wanted to just go make films and, you know, get more active with it outside of what school was giving us to do. So it was just
started for fun.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like just short films, a lot of like comedy stuff. And then we started to get into some more long form stuff. And we made our first feature length documentary, Exile by Choice, where we followed a train hopping, hitchhiking musician across the country while he showed a younger traveler the ropes of, like, you know, off the grid traveling. Since then, we relocated to Los Angeles and started taking on the commercial clients and getting more into music videos and kept it pretty broad, but then using those like initial filmmaking techniques that we had to kind of give a more cinematic look and style to our client work, you know.
Yeah, would you say that that is your competitive edge? That's what kind of differentiates you in this industry?
Yeah. It's just visuals that pop more, but also good storytelling and making sure that, you know, we hit those emotional beats to get the viewer engaged in what they're watching, you know, whether it's a client testimonial or a full on music video, you know, all that. So
because that's a big trend in the commercial space, especially, is not being too commercial, like actually being like its own story. Right.
Right. I think that's, yeah, a lot of, especially now with social media, people scroll so fast. And I think when they see right off the bat that something's an ad, they kind of write it off in their head.
They keep scrolling. Yeah.
So, yeah, even if you need to have your branding in there, you know, starting with an image or something that will catch their attention in a more genuine way. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, those first 2 seconds are super important in the digital space.
Right. Right.
So what are some of those other platforms that are non-traditional that have commercials now?
One, we've been doing a ton for Instagram, like sponsored ads for, Bud Light and Budweiser and Anheuser-Busch in general, where, you know, it's just kind of, especially with the 60-second video, you know, it's just opened this whole new lane of content to be created that these brands are realizing, you know, these are like Facebook and Instagram, you know, people are using them multiple times every single day. Some, you know, sometimes not even watching TV at all anymore.
Yeah.
Just like looking at
they're on their phones a lot. That's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's like one thing we've kind of realized in the last few years, especially when they added their own video, you know, to Instagram and Facebook, like there's a whole lot of content to be produced in a different lane, much shorter, more, you know, quick and to the point. And, yeah, even I think like Vine had also shrunk down attention spans, but now, you know, people are sort of, they're staying around longer on a video, like more than 6 seconds if, you know, it starts off right
and
if it's good, yeah.
So what kind of content-wise does really well on a platform like Instagram, other than obviously capturing your attention right away and those kind of things?
I think there's a few main categories. I think it's just really cool, something you haven't seen before, or really weird, you know, something that you leaves a question mark in your head.
You just can't not watch it.
Right, right. So I think and a lot of brands now are getting smart with, instead of just making full-on commercials, they're teaming up with artists and these like social media influencers to create content that doesn't feel as much like a commercial and feels more,
it's more editorial almost.
Right. But they still, you know, their brand still sticks with the viewer, you know, but in a way where, yeah, I think our generation just kind of we'll know if something's an ad a lot more quickly because they're hitting us constantly now, not just, you know, billboards and TV screens, but pretty much everywhere.
Yeah.
So it's about finding a way to make something that'll grab their attention without making them write it off as an ad and forget about it 10 seconds later.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of our generation, you're a millennial, and a lot of your companies that hire you, they are trying to attract millennials. So what are some of the other things that millennials are looking for when it comes to advertising and marketing?
We're learning some of the series type content that will make people, even if it's short, you know, 2 minute segments, but like finding, like for Estrella Jalisco, this beer brand that Anheuser-Busch owns, we did a piece on a neon lights artist who made them a custom Estrella piece, and just seeing the process of them bending the neon and designing it and using like blow torches and all that.
It's cool. It's inspirational. They're probably even learning something.
Right. It's something that you haven't quite seen before. Like when we got the brief on it, we were like, oh, this will be cool just for us to see how this has been done. So we've been learning like ways to sort of take our documentary background and put them into the commercial format in a way that it's not just something that the brand is going to be happy with, but it's something that, you know, is kind of undeniably interesting. Someone who's doing something special or standing out in some way, mm-hmm. You know.
Do you find that these brands often want to work with you because you have the millennial perspective?
I think so, yeah. I mean, I always feel like I look a couple years younger than I am, you know, so I've been trying to just use the work that we produce is to show, like, look, we're somewhere in the middle between you guys where we understand what you want, but at the same time, we understand what people our age and younger want.
Brings a fresh perspective.
Yeah, yeah. Just based on, you know, how we see, you know, the industry evolving, but also how we see just our friends and our peers and, you know, and see how they take content and ads, mm-hmm. You know.
So you guys are pretty diversified because, mm-hmm. like you said, you do commercials, documentaries, music videos. Mm-hmm. Do you find that to be helpful to do many different categories?
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, the documentary really helped us to, like, refine our storytelling skills and make sure, like, we could structure a story out of almost anything, even just, like, a simple interview. But I think especially with music videos, which we've in the last few years just gotten really, really into, it's kind of just like a blank canvas to experiment with whatever you want and whatever the artist wants, because there's no rules for music videos. So you could come up with like an epic shot or sequence that you would have no real reason to do or pull together all the resources for. But if you pitch it for the right song, and the artist is into it, you can make, you know, these visuals that are just never thought of. And then you take that mindset and apply it back towards like the client's like, and it just gives us a more cinematic kind of edge, you know.
Cool.
I think. So
would you say that you're known for one thing especially, or one category?
I think.
Or does most of your business come in one direction, or?
Our business, for the ad business, a lot of it comes, we found rather than going like business to business. For, I mean, we have some like, you know, businesses we work just directly with the marketing departments, but we found like our way of getting into these bigger brands was pairing up with agencies that don't offer video production in any way and serving as their video department. So then that way they funnel clients to us. We help make the clients happy and help them give like full 360 marketing.
Nice.
So we have like, I mean, I'd say three main partners, like of agencies, some small, some one really big, that, you know, trust us to do all their video content. And, you know, we work with their clients and stuff like that so that we can, you know, it's a mutually beneficial thing.
And, yeah, and that's that always way, a good question to ask is where are my clients? Who else are they working for? Is there a side way that I can kind of get into working with them?
Right. Whereas like, you know, you can't just cold call Anheuser-Busch or Bud Light. Like you need video.
You
like,
could, but you might not get through.
You could call, but it probably won't go anywhere. And you need, yeah. And I think, you know, pairing up with agencies that have already built these relationships and
easier to build a relationship with them.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. And then we kind of help streamline their business. And we also have worked with freelancers in almost every major city. So we have like videographers in other cities we can always go to.
Cool.
And stuff like that. But I think at first we were the main thing we were really known for was the films. And then lately it's the music videos have been
really taken off.
I feel like we've been getting as far as views and getting eyes, just now that we've gotten in with some like mainstream artists, that's been a huge thing for us.
Cool. I want to hear so much more about this because this is getting really juicy. When we come back with my guest, Drew Morris, he is the founder of Born Ready Films. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect the community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley, and this is Business Rockstars.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you, with code 1140 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to Harry's.com now and enter code 1140 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's Harry's.com, code 1140.
The tech show's on this month. You know, I was thinking of looking at home security systems.
Oh, cool. I'll go with you. We're looking for more home security ideas, too. That's why I called Budget Blinds.
Budget Blinds?
Look at this.
A remote for the blinds.
Yep, motorized.
Okay, well, that's beyond cool. I love it. But what does it have to do with home security?
Oh, they also come with a timer. The blinds and drapes open themselves in the morning, close in the evening.
Oh, so it looks like somebody's home even when you're not.
Exactly, and I saved a bunch of money. Sally saved a bunch of money.
But you'll take the credit.
Yeah.
My brother, the tech genius.
Thanks, man.
Now give me that remote.
Budget Blinds motorized window coverings are the ultimate in luxury, and during the Luxury Within Reach event, they're even more affordable. The more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now before this offer ends, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
To inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley. This is Business Rockstars, and my guest, Drew Morris, founder of Born Ready Films. And we were talking about how you found some creative ways to get brands involved with music videos. Tell me all about that.
Yeah, that's, you know, when you're doing a video for a bigger name artist that is automatically going to get a lot of views, I think there's a lot of lanes for brand partnerships. Like if you look at major, especially in the hip hop world, like you'll notice a Beats by Dre boombox or, you know, just the headphones just for maybe what, 5 seconds in the video, where they're just writing checks to these, you know, companies that are putting these videos together to get that product placement. But it also helps beef up the budget and make a bigger and more epic kind of.
So you indirectly get some of that benefit.
Some of it. Yeah. Like we had done it this past summer for, I don't know if you'd ever heard of Raw Papers, the rolling paper company.
Okay.
They sponsored a video that we did in New York for a rapper named Joe Budden and the singer named Tory Lanez and then Fabulous from New York. It was a song with all three of them on it. So they wanted to, you know, get the budget a little bigger, and we had the contact at Raw Papers, so we had taken that, and then it just made the budget bigger, made everyone happy, and
yeah,
then made them happy. So I think we're always kind of, we've learned, you know, there's all these other ways, you know, to beef up a budget or to make something that stands out more, you know, like that with these creative partnerships that we, you know, sometimes facilitate. So.
And obviously that's a lot easier when you have a celebrity or influencer on board, but you know, some of our viewers, they have a really niche audience. So there still might be an opportunity to partner with a brand on their content creation, right?
Right, right. Yeah. We've just done so many, especially this year, this past year, we did so many events with Bud Light, where they have this whole Bud Light party campaign where it's built around this artist doing a big show. You know, we did like El Commander and Flo Rida and Shaggy, all these random artists.
Oh, fun. You know?
So we,
and
yeah,
you call that work.
Yeah, that's the thing. We're really, really lucky that we've been able to turn our passion into career, you know,
and amazing.
We try to make that shine through in the final product, you know?
Right. And you do such a good job. And in fact, you were telling me off camera that most of your work just comes from referrals, probably, like you said, because your passion shines through. Mm-hmm. What are some other things that you really focus on to make sure you do a good job and such a good job that people want to refer you?
Having a clear vision going into a project, but always leaving a little room for the unknown. Because sometimes a random shot that you'll get or something that just sort of pops up organically will end up being what makes the whole video. So I think, you know, having going in with a solid plan, but But if, you know, not being totally closed off to
too just, calculated.
Yeah, yeah. And
you have to leave room for creativity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think and the post-production, too, is always, you know, where things can come together, where, you know, we put a lot more effort into color correction and sound design and just to give it a more professional look. So.
And a lot of it is building trust and relationship with your clients, right?
Yeah, yeah. And that's the thing is our, you know, it going from one, starting one new client to the next, it just could be so exhausting. So that repeat business is the most important thing to us is these relationships we've built where they wouldn't think of going to someone else as long as we keep doing what we're doing. And I think that's been our thing. Like I said, pairing up with the agencies, and serving as their video department, but going the extra mile, you know, to make sure that we keep it. We don't want to win your business. We want to earn your business.
Yeah, you know? That's awesome. Yeah. I mean, it sounds so basic, but you have to have so much more than skill. You know, you have to do so much more than just do a great job. A lot of it is, did they enjoy the experience? Was it easy to communicate together? Did you deliver everything on time and on budget? Right. All those things I'm sure matter.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's just, you know, when you do something a little, just one little extra thing, sometimes will be that thing that sticks in someone's head as like, those guys were great to work with, you know,
over deliver.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, a lot of times, like when we do a music video, we'll be like, I know you never asked, but here's a 30-second trailer for the music video. You're going to want this, you know, and stuff
so
like
cool.
that.
Cool.
Yeah. And not just saying yes to every request that we get, you know, from a client where, you know, being very open with like, you don't need to pay for that. You don't need this, we can do it this way where you'll save money.
Transparent.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So
you have a very interesting creative process when it comes to making this content. You usually make a deck. Tell me a little bit what goes into that.
Yeah. So especially for the music videos, you know, it used to be, I guess in a lot of people's minds, acceptable to just write a treatment, which is just like a one page Word document that breaks down, oh, here's what's going to happen on screen, like a, not a script, but like an outline. But, you know, with something like music videos where it's all about the visuals, we've started making these detailed pitch decks that have a ton of images and have like the overall look and can actually, you know, because sometimes even with words, even if you're really descriptive, you can't exactly illustrate what's
picture
in your head to someone.
Mm-hmm.
And using pictures really, really helps.
And that goes for every industry. If you're making a deck, it's visuals that are really going to drive your message. But then obviously, especially in yours, when you're a visual industry.
Yeah, yeah. And being able to like go into, you know, After Effects and do a example comp of some visual effects and then put a screenshot of that in there so they can see and stuff like that. So yeah. And we've found that's really, really helped, especially like I work with another company that does almost strictly music videos for major labels. And like, they won't even consider hiring you if you're not going to come with a treatment for the song, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like become the standard now in that world. And also with, you know, especially when planning a bigger package for a client of multiple videos over time, I think you almost have to. We don't even, we do a lot of animated spots for clients, you know, like product animated spots. And now instead of sending over a script, we take the script and we put it with over a background image where you can kind of see the look as well and put something in your head that will click with the words, you know.
Nice. So. Do you have any tips or tricks for staying organized and maybe time management?
Time management? I don't.
You're like,
I'm still
not
working
so good.
On.
Not so
yeah.
Good at that one.
But as far as like organization or staying on track of things, I think just keeping lists, to-do lists. You know, one to-do list for, you know, maybe the month or the quarter that you're checking off as things get done. But then every day I write a post-it note with, these are the 7 main things I have to do today, and crossing them off each time. However you do it, whether it's in your phone or I like to write things down, you know.
A lot of people too.
Yeah. And then also everything Google's doing with Docs, Google Sheets we use a lot. Google
Drive. Because then it's live. Then
it's a live
you don't
document,
have to worry
yeah.
about getting the latest version. It's all live.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much for your time and insight today. Really
thank
appreciate
you.
It. My guest, Drew Morris, founder of Born Ready Films. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley, and this is Business Rockstars.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Inflammatory bowel disease, or IBD, is a chronic inflammatory disease that affects as many as 1.6 million Americans. A new resource is available at IBDGamePlan.com to help people with Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis, the two most common forms of IBD, manage everyday life with these diseases. Dr. Millie Long, a gastroenterologist from the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, has more.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I just got to town and I need a presentation printed for a big meeting tomorrow.
Well, Staples has everything you need to print, scan, and fax.
Great. Oh, just got a text. The home office made changes to the presentation.
No problem. You can access your files from a USB, email, or the cloud.
And the meeting isn't tomorrow, now it's today.
Our machines are self-service, so there's no waiting.
And it's not here. Now it's in Ebensburg.
I hear it's lovely this time of year.
Print, scan, fax, and copy at Staples, your office away from home.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Rockstars, I'm Mark Lack, and we're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. We've got the man, Andy Frisella, in the house. He's the CEO of First Form. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, brother.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
So, your company, what do you guys do?
Basically, we make the
most premium sports nutrition products in the world. So if you want to think of like the best of the best of the best, that's what we do.
So is it consumable products?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Is it clothing products? Because I see you've got...
We do apparel, but mainly it's sports nutrition. So it's protein powders, vitamins, performance products. We get into the health space some, but the most of it's performance.
And you have a podcast.
Yes, sir.
So about what's that about?
It's called the MF CEO Project. It's an entrepreneurship podcast based around self-help, entrepreneurship, motivation, kind of mixing that all in together with a big dose of swagger, if you want to say it in a nice way. Yeah.
And you've got over a million downloads a month.
Yep.
Which is incredible because there's so many people. I don't even know how many podcasts are out there. There's too many to name. Every day somebody's starting a new podcast.
Yeah.
Probably 1,000 people start a new podcast.
Yeah.
So for you guys to have a million a month, a million downloads is incredible.
We've got a cool dynamic. We have myself who I'm a CEO and I'm outspoken and I'm loud and I'm aggressive and I'm, I think I'm funny, you know,
like the Gary V Grant Cardone.
Yeah, sort of. I mean, those are both my buddies, but you know, I say they're copying me, but you know, they'll argue that.
Yeah.
But, then we have my co-host who's a pastor. Okay. So we get into a lot of different things. It's a really interesting dynamic.
Very cool. And what inspired you starting either that as well as the company?
Well, the podcast, it was actually a really funny story. So I hired Vaughn to help ghostwrite some books for me. Okay. And he was interviewing me for the books. And I would go off on these tangents and it was always getting videotaped. And I would post them on Instagram. And people would say, "Where can I listen to this podcast?" And I'm like, "We don't have no podcast. What are you talking about?" So then I would eventually, like, it clicked. I'm like, and I text Vaughn. I'm like, "Hey, dude, I think we need to start a podcast."
Yeah.
That's how it started.
That's amazing.
So we had an audience for it before it even.
That's how some of the best companies get started.
Yeah, right.
People are like, "These cookies are great."
Right.
And then it turns into like famous cookies.
Yeah, we start making cookies.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it worked out pretty good. As far as the company goes, we started in 1999. First form actually started in 2009, but I started in the retail space. So I started my first retail store in 99 with $12,000 that I got from painting the stripes on parking lots with my business partner.
Wow.
And the first day we opened up, sold $7. You know, second day we sold zero. Third day we sold $23.
So you're balling.
Yeah, right. We thought we were gonna, you know, everybody else thinks. They're gonna flip the switch and it's gonna come in. You know, it took us a long time, 8 months to have a day over $200. It took us 6 years to get our second store open.
Wow.
Now we've got 17 stores. And then we have, in 2009, we started First Form, which is the company that most people know us by.
Okay.
And we do everything from importing raw ingredients to manufacturing our own products, to contract manufacturing, to distribution, to selling the goods in our own stores.
It's amazing.
So, yeah. And we employ, right now about 120 people. We've got close to $150 million in revenue right now.
Wow.
So
it's incredible that you're able to do $150 million with that few employees. Yeah, what's even more amazing.
Yeah. Well, we have an independent rep structure called our Legionnaire program.
Okay.
So we have people who are reps. We have about 4,000 reps.
Okay.
And so they're not actually employees.
Kind of like multi-level marketing.
But just one level.
One level.
Yes.
Okay.
So we don't, everybody is a direct
rep. No downline.
That's right. None of that.
Okay.
So it's not confusing. You know, you don't get your commission structure and try to figure out like,
where did this actually come from?
Right. Einstein's got to read it for you.
Exactly. Yeah. I love that. And you painted the perfect picture because it's like most entrepreneurs, especially millennials, right? We were kind of ranting about millennials before cameras went on. Most, and this is people in general, not just millennials, overestimate what they can do in their first year in business, underestimate what they can do in a decade.
100%.
And I think you just painted it perfectly by, "I'm painting the roads."
I actually said that quote on my podcast 2 weeks ago, exactly like that. I think I said like 1 year and 5 years,
but
same thing.
Same exact thing.
You know, fitness is no different. Fitness is the same thing. People, you know,
"I want to be shredded in 30 days.
Yeah, right. But they underestimate how much progress you can make in 6 months.
Or your whole freaking life.
Exactly.
Like, are you planning on living? Like, why don't you just make diet and exercise like a regular thing?
And I think that mentality of, you know, "I want to make it now and I want to do it now," you know, that's really indicative of if you're a true entrepreneur or not, because true entrepreneurs love the process. They love the creation part of it. They love building things. And it's not just about the money. It's about what you're creating and what you're solving and what you're serving. And those, I can always tell if someone has like the true entrepreneurship blood by if they're talking about, "Well, when I get to be 30, I'm going to sell out." Like, bro, that's not what this is about.
It's
what are you going to do?
It's forever. Yeah.
Right.
You ain't going to retire.
Right.
30.
Like I'm never going to retire.
Yeah.
It's just not who I am.
If you love the game, you're going to stay in it. We got some fire in the building right now. I've got the CEO of First Form, Andy Frasilla, joining us. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Mark Lack, and we're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. Millennials is something we were both talking about. I want to talk about that for a second.
Yeah.
You figured out sort of your own variation of the secret sauce for how to manage them.
Sure.
Many people, especially corporations that have many, many, many millennials, they struggle with it. What's been your key?
Okay. So I think the key for sure is to be purpose driven, but every company naturally has a purpose. It's just they don't talk about the purpose in actual language the right way. So a lot of companies talk in dollars and cents or revenue or commissions or growth, when in reality, if you could get people to focus on what the mission is, like for my company, my mission is to get people results, whether that be lose weight, gain muscle, better performance. It doesn't matter. We're helping improve their lives. So my job as the CEO is to get them focused on our purpose, not on our growth. Because if they're focused on the purpose, they take care of the customer gets the result they're after, it solves the problem, they're happy, our people are happy, our company makes money, I'm happy, everybody wins, right? It's very simple. But I think most, like we were discussing before the show, most business, especially the big multi-billion dollar companies that are dying right now, are suffering from a lack of adaptation. They're not understanding that. You know, this generation of people, it's not that they're lazy or useless or, you know, bad people and all these other things.
Or entitled or lazy.
And there is some of that, but there's some of that in every generation, right? Like there's some in my generation, my dad's generation. I mean, there's all those people.
And this is the first generation to grow up in the technology era.
Exactly.
Which has conditioned them for those things.
Right. So what you, just because someone's out not digging ditches like you did, doesn't mean they're lazy. They might have all these other things, but what they are is they're, what I found, this is my experience, and people don't always agree with this, but I found they're very purpose driven. I think that's a good thing. You know, if you can get people focused, and shouldn't a business be focused on their purpose anyway? Your business doesn't exist to make money, it exists to solve a problem.
Yeah, don't just make a dollar, make a difference.
Exactly.
Millennials actually want to make a difference.
Exactly. And that's it. So like when they say, like when you'll hear these gurus say like, oh, millennials trying to make an impact, whatever that means. Well, you know what that means? That means you're supposed to speak to them in the language that causes them to feel like they're making an impact so that you can have a company that's viable. You know, it's not that hard. It's just, it's language. It's what you're communicating. If you went to the same group of people and said, hey, you need to up your sales by 17% and you should get commission to do this and you can go spend the money. They're not into that. You know, I might be into that. My dad might've been into that, but they're not into that.
Yeah.
They're into making a difference. And you know what? That's a good thing if you know how to manage it.
It's just like marketing. You have to have what's called like a message to market match.
Yes.
Or a, you know, consumer to product match.
Right.
So that there's something congruent there.
Yes.
They understand the story that you're speaking to them. They go, I get this. This relates to me. I understand it.
Yes.
And they pursue it a little bit. Companies aren't doing that with the millennials.
No.
Something that you have is passion. I think that's one of the most important ingredients for a successful entrepreneur. What do you think are some other ingredients?
The ability to persevere. You know, I think the mentality of, and this is one thing with millennials, they're used to getting things fast. So this is something that I do, that they do struggle with, that you have to help them. Our job right now is to help them become the next generation. So we have to communicate that, hey, look, man, just because you can order an Uber and stay in 2 minutes doesn't mean you're going to be a millionaire.
Or I can swipe and get a date.
Exactly.
And I can get food. And like some of our biggest needs, we can just swipe and get it.
But see, here's the cool thing about that whole thing, right? A lot of these older folks, because I'm in the middle, right? Like I'm 35, 36, 37 year old guy, right?
So you're Gen X.
Right.
I'm a baby boomer, not a millennial.
Like, but I'm kind of like more towards millennials than I am mentality wise.
Yeah,
and so like the cool thing about, and I think what people don't understand is this, is like when you have millennials and they're used to getting everything fast, they're used to instant gratification their whole life. Is it their fault that they don't understand things take time? No, it's not. That's what they grew up with. So it's our job to explain that. So I, like on my podcast, I'm always talking about perseverance, you know, not quitting, the basic things that you have to have, right? But I have a term that I use a lot called aggressive patience. You know, you have to understand that it's going to take 10 years, but during that 10 years, it doesn't mean stick your feet up on the desk and chill. It means work your butt off for the whole 10 years.
You can't plant a seed and not tend the garden.
Exactly. Mm. Exactly.
Okay.
And that's, you know, I think the patience, perseverance part of it is a huge missing piece for a lot of people.
Well, you mentioned some of the things you talk about, those being a few of them on your podcast. Why do you think 1.3 million downloads a month? Why do you think you get that many people tuning into what you're talking about? Because I think this is a lesson in getting people's attention in a very cloudy, noisy space in marketing and anything. That's what you're doing. You're marketing. You're getting 1.3 million people to pay attention to on a monthly basis. Why and how?
Well, if you go listen to one of my podcasts, you'll know why right away.
Yeah. I'm feeling it now.
Right. I'm very passionate. I'm very fiery. And I do. I speak in their language.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I love Tony Robbins. Okay.
Love him.
I love these guys who are older guys, been doing their things. I wouldn't be here without those kind of guys.
Me either.
But those guys have a hard time connecting with the real young guys because the young guys are looking at them like, hey man, you're you're 50, 60 years old. I'm only 20 years old. You don't. It's a different thing.
And they think they can do it. And I love them. I do. The bottom of my heart, I love them. But they think that they can relate by putting on sneakers and jeans.
Right. Yeah.
And that's not even 1% of it. No. Unfortunately.
No.
You can wear a suit and relate.
100%. Like, it's speaking the language, man. Yeah. And kids know. And when I say kids, you know, 25 and under, they know.
Yeah.
If you're the real deal or not, they already know.
Something about millennials, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's because I'm one of them, but like millennials can like see through the BS.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty quick.
Yeah, man.
I don't know why.
That's because there's so much more transparency.
Yeah.
You got to think about how we connect now versus when there was only TV, radio.
I guess we got to see like, when we do see like 20,000 ads a day.
Exactly.
So we're like, oh, this is BS.
Yes.
This is what it looks like.
Well, and see like,
and this is why your podcasts are like what, an hour, 2 hours?
Yeah. We do a short one on Thursdays, which is like 10 minutes. And then we do an hour one on Tuesdays, which is practical.
Okay, well, I got to be in the hour one
because
we could talk all day. Yeah. I wish more people brought the fire to the house like you. Where can they follow you, brother?
On Instagram, I put out a lot of content at Andy Frisella. My website is themfceo.com.
Okay.
That's where you can find my podcast. You can also find it on iTunes. And then you can check out my company at firstform.com.
Awesome. So, appreciate you for coming on the show, brother.
Thank you so much, man.
Thank you. I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars. We connect a community of entrepreneurs. If you'd like to be a part of it, you can go to Facebook, Twitter, or online at businessrockstars.com.
Leaving your job to become your own boss without going broke requires setting the groundwork just right. Here are a few things you should do before you think about quitting that job. I'm Alex Worley with a Business Rockstars Minute. Number one, establish a financial plan. Quitting your job means your main line of sustainable income will disappear. Even if your business idea is great and viable, it may still be months or even years before you can draw any meaningful revenue or income from it. Number two, talk to people. Ultimately, quitting your job has to be your decision, but talk to your friends about whether they believe your idea is promising. Talk to your peers and mentors to see if they have any advice as well. Number three, don't burn your bridges. There's a chance your idea won't pan out and you'll need to come back. And there's also a chance your idea will become a success and you'll want to work together with your former employer in a mutually beneficial relationship. I'm Alex Worley, and this has been a Business Rockstars Minute.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right. Level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Term Busters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 replacement term for a quote at 1-800-569-5450. That's 1-800-569-5450. You're probably paying. Call Term.
Biz Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. Biz Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. Biz Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
To hire freelancers. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley. This is Business Rockstars, and Michelle McSwain, CEO and co-founder of Pablo, is here to help us answer that question. So Michelle, obviously, when you're a newer company and you have a tight budget, sometimes hiring full-time employees is not an option, right?
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes you need to turn to freelance work.
Yeah, because how many full-time employees do you have?
We have two full-time developers, and they are in Cairo, Egypt, which is where our co-founder and CTO is also. But we have still needed to bring in extra help. It's a lot of work to develop an app.
Yeah, so approximately how many freelancers are you currently working with or maybe have worked with total?
I would say we've probably worked with total 3 to 4 over the last year or close to a year. And we're currently working with one right now. We definitely use freelancers for different types of jobs. And one of them is QA testing. And that's been a really great role to hire a freelancer.
And explain what that is.
That is basically like quality control, going through and doing a deep dive into your product, testing all the ins and outs, and putting together a very comprehensive list that we can hand off to our developers. It's something that, you know, my co-founders and I, we also do all the testing ourselves, but having a dedicated QA person has been really valuable.
So what are some of the other areas that you've hired freelancers for?
So we are working with like a freelancer who's kind of also an intern doing our social media. That's another really great area to get help. And we also have another freelancer who is helping on the development side. So our full-time developers, they do all of the big main stuff and all the day-to-day. But we have some areas that are maybe on a tighter timeline that we want to get taken care of. So we bring in a freelance developer to come and help us move a little quickly with some items.
Mm-hmm. And you've hired freelancers, it sounds like, from the lower skill to the higher skill level, like social media, for instance.
Yes.
It hasn't really made sense for you to have someone full-time
do that. Exactly. Yeah.
So how do you direct them to make sure, for instance, that you are having that quality control and that it's on brand as well, especially for social media?
So my co-founder, Ryan, who runs all of our marketing and the social side, we work directly with the freelancers. We have weekly meetings where we brainstorm the content. We also have all of our branding docs, which we always stick to. We have certain rules that we always stick to with our social media and how we're posting.
Can you give me a couple examples? I think that's a great idea to have like a document for
Yeah, one of our biggest rules for our Instagram account is because we are a video and photo app, we're only actually posting videos. So we do not allow any photo, like still photographs on our Instagram. So that's just one little
continuity.
Yeah, continuity. And it's also just a little more visual.
Which is what you guys are all about.
Yeah.
And then you've also, like you mentioned, hired someone with more of a higher skill level because you really just wanted them to do a great job.
Yeah.
So you didn't have to go back and pay more to
fix it.
And you were on a deadline. So when is that the better thing to do, to maybe hire the more expensive person?
Yeah. So I think the way we did it was we basically had a full timeline and budget for what we could spend money on and when we needed to get something accomplished. And, you know, there's definitely areas that you can kind of cut corners on, and you don't have to go extremely expensive with the freelancer that you're hiring. But there are also areas that might be the core of your business or the core of your product that you really...
You don't want to screw up.
you don't want to screw up, and you really want to make sure someone, you're working with someone who is knowledgeable.
Mm-hmm.
So these were the areas that we brought in someone to help with our development team just achieve what we were trying to accomplish in the time frame that we were trying to launch.
This is Business Rockstars. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley, joined by Michelle McSwain. She's the CEO and co-founder of Pablo. Now, some people might be watching and go, okay, great, but how do I find these people? And you find them very easily thanks to two websites. What are they?
Yeah, so we use AngelCo and Upwork, and they've been really great. Both are a little different.
How are they different?
So Upwork is purely for hiring. AngelCo has a whole other side to it. You can find other co-founders. If you're looking to bring on a co-founder, you can meet investors. It's a whole different type of networking platform.
Okay.
You can also hire freelancers as well, whereas Upwork is solely focused on freelance work.
Have you had different or similar success with each site?
I would say similar success with each. We found our QA tester through Upwork, and we've worked with him multiple times now. And we found one of our developers that we bring on freelance through AngelCo, and we've also worked with him several times.
And so the first time you go to these sites, I've used Upwork.com, so I'm familiar with it. It can feel a little overwhelming because there's so many options, which is a great thing, but again, can feel a little overwhelming. They do a good job of making recommendations and having a system for finding the right people. But what have you found to be helpful for finding the right people?
Really, it's similar to Yelp, going based off of the stars that they have and the other comments left by clients that, like previous clients they've worked with. That has proven to be the best way to find someone.
So really do a deep dive, the ratings, proof of performance, all of that. Anything else that goes into finding freelancers?
I would just say take your time. I know, like, it took us a very long time to find someone that we thought was a right fit. And being a startup, time is kind of the essence. Mm-hmm. But try to take your time and see all the options, as many as you can.
So you mean the research process?
Yeah.
Do you interview them?
Yes.
Over Skype?
Over Skype.
Google Hangout?
Yes. Even on Upwork, we always interview first.
And what are you looking for in that interview?
Depending on what area we're looking to bring on help, obviously we're looking for someone who has experience. For our development side, we're looking for someone who has very specific experience. Our app has a lot to do with image processing, so we're looking for people who have worked in this area before. For QA testing, we've looked for people who have done this type of work before, who have several different devices they can test on. Just kind of things.
Yeah,
like that.
All good things to look for. Mm-hmm. Love it. Thank you so much to my guest, Michelle McSwain, CEO and co-founder of Pablo. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley, and this is Business Rockstars.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company.
Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
BizTalk Radio.